What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. I created this podcast to help individuals find their purpose in life, to never give up, and to learn how to live relentlessly through the minds of individuals who exemplify what it means to live a relentless lifestyle. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Let's take off. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode on the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Chance, guys. And in today's episode, on episode 113, we're going to be going over why I decided to hire a mentor, to hire a coach, and, you know, how that's kind of related to me prioritizing my goals. And, you know, the first thing I want to kind of talk about, and I was just, you know, talking about here on live to the guys, you know, in Facebook, in Instagram, watching me live, is that, you know, most people have some sort of, like, they can find some sort of income, some sort of savings to put towards their goals, you know? And that's what we're finding with a lot of the guys in the Relentless Life community, is that when you can make that decision to say my goals and what I want out of this life are more worth going out to the bar or spending on a new outfit or, you know, spending on this pricier expensive vacation or spend it on, you know, going out to eat fast food 4 or 5 days a week. Like, once you can start to eliminate the things that are not getting you closer to your goals and start taking that money from that pot and putting it into a mentor, into a coach, into something that's going to allow your goals to elevate to that next level, right? You know, like with instance, Steven, I'm going to bring you up against Steven here on the podcast because your story is so inspiring to me and it's so inspiring to the guys in the Relentless Life community. You know, you came to me, like I said, just here on live 13 weeks ago, and you were 167 pounds. Previous to that, you were just explaining to me today that you were 155 pounds in the beginning of the year in January, right? You hired a trainer. He was able to get you to 167, and then you kind of got to 170 for a day or so, and then you couldn't sustain that, right? You were at a plateau. So you come to me, and you told me your story, and I listened. And I was able to, you know, because I've gotten to 195, I've gotten to 205 before, and I was also that skinny kid. I also used to weigh 150 pounds. I also used to weigh 160, 170, 180, right? But I failed so many times, and I was able to, through experience, through coaches, through, you know, mentors in the past that I didn't pay, I was able to, you know, figure out that blueprint, figure out what it took for Chance to get to, you know, 185 pounds, 195 pounds, 205 pounds, and, you know, because I was able to get that, Steven saw that and he said, I'm going to invest in this guy, Chance. You know, I'm going to invest into him for 4 months or for 6 months or for however long you're in the program. And I'm going to trust that he's going to get me the results because he's already gotten the results for himself. And Steven made that decision. He made that investment. He made that commitment because he knew his goals of gaining, you know, that muscle mass, of gaining 15 pounds, of getting to 185 pounds, of gaining that confidence, of feeling confident with his shirt off, feeling comfortable in front of people when he's at the beach with his shirt off, and, you know, really just loving his body and loving who he is, was more important than going out, was more important than, you know, whatever, anything, a vacation, eating out, like whatever it is, whatever your vice is, you have to be aware of it. You have to pin it down and say, this vice, this attachment, this addiction, or whatever you guys are putting a lot of your hard-earned money into, is not worth paying the price of sacrificing, you know, my goals and sacrificing what it is that really makes me happy, right? And for me, guys, and Steven, you're the same way, brother, and a lot of the guys, you know, the guys in my community obviously decided that those things, you know, that they previously were technically investing in, because everything, guys, that we spend money on is an investment, whether that's a liability or an asset. It is some sort of, you know, investment, right? We're investing our money, an investment or a divestment, right? I guess you can kind of call it. And so you're either divesting your money into something or you're investing your money into something. And most people, guys, they decide to divest their money. They decide to divest their goals. They decide to put their goals, you know, what they actually want out of life, at the bottom of the totem pole of, you know, of their priorities, right? They prioritize getting fast food because it's quick, easy, and comfortable, right? It makes them feel good. It allows them to cope with their anxiety. It allows them to cope with a breakup. It allows them to just get food on the go because they're not using their Sundays to prep their meals. They're not using their weekends, right, to set up their weeks. And guys, I'm telling you right now, when I decided to hire a business mentor, a business you know, coach, and even a fitness guy, I've had fitness coaches in the past. When I made that decision, guys, my fitness goals went to the next level. My business goals went to the next level. I mean, before hiring my business coach right now, guys, I didn't have a business. Like I had no business. I maybe had a client here, a client there, but I did not have a fitness business. I did not know, you know, the right strategies or you know, how to go about, you know, starting a company, how to go about, you know, obtaining clientele. I didn't know how to do it because I've never done it before. And the whole reason behind this podcast that I want you guys to kind of, you know, try to understand is that, you know, my personal experience with this, with finding somebody that's already gotten what you want is real. It's practical because I'm living proof of it. So, you know, if you're someone like Steven, if you're someone like Brendan, if you're someone like Jason or Chase or Chance or any of the guys in my community, in my program that, you know, really feel as though your goals are more important than anything else in your life, and you still can't get to 190 pounds, or you still can't get that 225 pound bench press, or you still can't, you know, feel happy and feel confident and feel comfortable in your own skin when you take your shirt off, I think it might be time for you guys to invest in a mentor, invest into a coach, invest into somebody that has gotten the results that you want to get. Like, guys, it's a very simple concept here. Very simple concept. It's not about reinventing the, and I want to see, guys, I want to see this in the comments. Steven, I want to see this in the comments for those of you guys that are in here. It's not about reinventing the wheel. It's about doing what other people have done to get the results that you want to get, right? It's not about reinventing the wheel. It's about finding the people that have gotten the results you want to get. I might have said that two different ways there, but you guys get the gist. As you want to find somebody, find something, find a method, find a blueprint, find a coach, find a mentor that has done what you want to do. Because guys, it's almost like you guys are working too hard. Like you have this work ethic, you have this passion, you have these goals, you have this desire to change, to transform your mind and your body, but you're going about it the wrong way. And guys, this was me for a very long time. I was going about online coaching. I was going about, you know, getting a six pack or shredding up or building a bigger chest or just feeling more confident. I was going about all of that the wrong way because I thought I could do it by myself. I thought that if I just kept prevailing, if I just kept learning through failure and through experience, that I would learn it myself. And while that is true, and while if you just keep continuing to be relentless and you keep, you know, prevailing life's challenges and adversity and obstacles, yes, you will eventually figure it out. But the difference between that and hiring a mentor is when you hire a mentor, you guys drastically decrease that time by a fraction. I mean, like it's the amount of time vested into acquiring your goals when you have a mentor is much more significant, is much more less than if you were to go and say, I'm just Steven, right? I'm going to try to get to 185 pounds by myself, right? Like, I don't need Chance. I don't need a coach. I don't need a fitness trainer. I don't need a mentor. I'm just going to go about it and do it myself. Think of all the years, Steven, that you would have to invest into figuring out what works and what doesn't work. Well, this food I think worked and this doesn't work. And well, let me try this combination. And you guys get my point. Like, you're going to try all of these different things to try to get to a certain goal when all you have to do is, instead of investing your money into liabilities, you pull that money out, right? You say, I don't need fast food. I don't need the bar. I don't need alcohol. I don't need marijuana. I don't need all these expensive vacations. I don't need to take a new girl out every week on a $100 date. Like, take your money out of that pot, hold it, save it, and find something that's worth investing that money into so that you guys can get those goals and get those results, right? And you can accomplish what you guys have always wanted to accomplish. Because now, guys, think about this. Put yourself in these shoes. Now that you guys are feeling more confident, you're more secure and comfortable in your own skin, you know you look better, you feel better, you're more inspired, you have more energy, you got a better mood. I mean, guys, you're going to be a completely different person, and now you're going to be able to take that energy, take that confidence, and start that business you've always wanted to start. You're going to be able to take that energy and take that confidence and get that dream body that you've always wanted. And what can come from a body that you're proud of, from a body that you're confident in. Well, you can, you know, if you're somebody that's single and you're still looking for that person, well, you can go and be confident and find that person and find that happiness and start a family and find God and build a relationship with God. And that's what finding a mentor and finding a coach does. And that's what it's done for me. I found that when I have somebody that I look up to, that I get inspired from every day. Not only do I benefit, but now my clients and now my brothers and my community benefit, because I'm now taking this limitless energy and this unlimited potential for my mentor and my, because I have multiple mentors, actually. I'm part of a community that has over 15 different coaches in it that are 20 steps ahead of where I'm at. And I'm like, dang, I want to get where they're at. And it's about surrounding yourself with those people. So guys, I challenge each and every one of you to find somebody, to find something that has already gotten the results that you want to get. See, go out and do the research. Like, go, you guys have Google, you have a smartphone, you have social media. Type in gaining weight, type in gaining more confidence. Like, whatever your goal is, whatever you guys want out of this life, whatever it is, go on to Google, go figure it out, go find it out, find somebody, find a blueprint that has worked for them and has worked for other people. Because guys, once you do that, and once you are fully all in and fully commit to your goals and to your dreams and to your dream body, right? And to the reality that you want to live, your life is going to be something that you've only ever dreamed of, right? And that feeling, guys, I'm telling you right now, that feeling is complete bliss. When you guys can make that commitment, that financial commitment and investment into yourself, it's going to be one of the best feelings that you've ever felt. Because your whole life, you were most likely used to investing in liabilities. You were most likely used to investing in things that only drag you down, right? You were divesting in your goals. You were saying, gaining weight, gaining confidence, being a better man, that's down here, right? I'm going to prioritize one-night stands and hookups and getting drunk and staying out till 3 a.m. and not prepping my meals or watching Netflix, right? You're investing in all of these liabilities, all of these things that are not getting you closer to your dreams and your goals. And then you want to complain and bitch that you're not there yet and that you've tried everything. And that's why, because you're prioritizing your goals down here. You say, oh, I can't afford a mentor. I can't afford a coach, right? I can't afford to get in shape. Eating healthy is too expensive. Well, where's all your other money going? Right? Where's all the other money that you make? Where's that going? You guys need to break down your budget. And that's why I just did a financial fitness podcast last Friday, episode 112. The last episode we did was on financial fitness and my 3 tips to how to become financially fit. So guys, hire a mentor, hire a coach, hire somebody that has gotten the results that you want to get. Because without a coach, without a mentor, without investing yourself, like Kate just said, you guys aren't going to get there, or it's going to take 15 to 20 years to get there. It's going to take you guys a very long time. And as you guys know, time is precious. Every day is a gift. Every day is a blessing. We never know when our last day is, guys. We have a clock on our head, right, with an expiration date. And no one knows what that clock says. No one knows that date. No one knows that other end of the dash on our gravestone, right? Like, we have to act now. We have to invest right now. Now's the time. Stop waiting. Take messy action. Believe in yourself and be fucking relentless. You guys are worth the investment. You guys are worth hiring a coach, hiring a mentor, getting a blueprint that has worked for other people. Invest in yourself, guys. It's the best decision I've ever made for myself. And as scary as it can be, you know, and saying I'm going to put out $300, $400, $500 a month, whatever the investment is. And guys, tell me right now, there's business programs out there. There are fitness programs out there that charge way more than that. They're charging upwards near of $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a month to teach you the principles or the values or the practices or give you the blueprint, right? The 3 steps to this, the 5 steps to how, whatever it is to gain more clients or to get a six pack, right? Or to gain 20 pounds of, like, there's so many programs out there. Let me see some fire in the comments below if you guys know what I'm talking about, because there are so many different programs out there that say, we're going to get you results, this, that, but we just need your investment of $3,000. You're like, $3,000? What? $3,000? That's a lot of money. That's not what I'm saying to do. I'm not saying go blow all your savings on a mentor for a month. I'm saying find something that will work for you. Find something, someone that you can relate to. I found a mentor, guys. I found somebody back in November of 2021, and my Instagram connection is saying poor now. There we go. And it was the best decision of my life. Like I said, I went from no clients to now we're over 12 people in the program, and we're growing, and everything is starting to flourish. Everything's starting to grow, right? Like if you were to compare where my business is today to where it was in November, I mean, it's black and white. It's night and day. And you guys have to look at your bodies and your mindset and your goals in the same light, in the same way. If you're not investing into your goals, well, then what are you doing? What are you doing? You know? So anyways, guys, that's all I have for you today. You know, why I hired a mentor, I thought was a very important topic, right? You know, in today's world, in today's society, you know, so many people are not prioritizing their goals, they're not prioritizing their health. And this is why the pharmaceutical industry and the big farm industry and, you know, processed food industry is making billions and billions and billions of dollars, because people are not valuing their goals enough, right? They're not valuing their health. They're not valuing their fitness or their mindset. They get caught into the rat race. They get caught into the 9-to-5. They get caught into pleasing other people. They get caught into living for the weekend. They get caught into those 2 weeks of paid vacation they get every year, guys. Guys, you're better than that. You deserve more than that. Your goals are worth more than 2 weeks of the freaking year. Guys are supposed to live it up every day and feel good every day. So I hope you guys got something from today's podcast. If you did, I want you guys to screenshot, whether you're on Facebook, whether you're on Instagram or on the podcast itself, just listening to the auditory version, screenshot your screen, take your number one biggest takeaway from today's podcast, tag me at Chance Galloway Fitness, and make sure to post it up on your Facebook or your Instagram stories. That way I can see you guys got some value from today's episode, episode 113. Guys, this was an awesome fucking podcast. Super stoked I got to go live here day one of five in the Florida Keys. I will see you guys tomorrow. We will go live at probably the same time, 8:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. I will see you guys there. And also, if you guys enjoyed today's podcast and you want to leave a review on the Apple Podcast app, you guys can click on the Relentless Life with Chance Galloway, scroll all the way down, click on ratings and reviews, leave a quick review, and that helps us get this message to more people. Thank you guys so much. Much love, much respect. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, feel free to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps further spread the message of the Relentless Life. You can find me on Instagram as Chance Galloway Fitness. I'm also available on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you have any questions following this episode, feel free to reach out to me at chancegalloway@live.com. Thanks again. Until next time, keep living consistently relentless.